Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sarantos.
Thank you so much for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sarantos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight, we have a wonderful guest for you guys, Nzandi. He's the first African-American to win the most prestigious award in horror for a novel category, the Bram Stoker's Teenage Rockstar, which was inspired by a character in his upcoming vampire book called Demons for Hire.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. Sarantos.
You're welcome. So you got to tell me about your name, man. That's a cool name. What inspired that?
Yeah, you know, my father, who actually was one of the founders of the Black is Beautiful movement, his name is Chris Assyman D.C. Hall. And he named me, his stage name, Assyman D.C., is actually my real first name. So my name's Assyman D.C., which is named after King of Kemet, which became Kush, who laid down the stellar systems for the first calendar, King Assyman D.C., African king. And my middle name is Nzandi, and then my last name is Hall. So I'm Assyman D.C. Nzandi Hall. A lot of people call me Ace, and which really is supposed to be Ase.
All right.
But a lot of people Ace. But yeah, Nzandi. So, you know, it's an African name. I'm named after African king. So I'm very, very, very pleased to be here, man.
That's awesome, dude. So what's your poison? Tell us a little bit about you. I know you're involved in a couple of different things. Where's your true passion?
True passion is writing, man. I love writing. I mean, even this morning, I woke up around 4 o'clock this morning and finally finished the entire plot, you know, for my new novel, my fourth novel. And so I just love writing stories, novels in the novel form. But I've always loved telling stories. So even from a young age, I think the first time I told a story, I was in sixth grade. That's when I knew I could tell stories. I had the whole class laughing at some story that, you know, that happened to me, a real life story. So I've always liked telling stories, but, you know, my poison, man, is just, poisoning other people's minds with fear in the art of storytelling.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the first tune you ever learned.
Wow. God, dog. I don't know. Wow. That's a great story. Great question. I can't remember exactly. I think it might've been on the piano, which is kind of strange because I remember we had a piano in the house and my grandmother wanted my cousin and I to learn how to play the piano. And the piano teacher only came for one lesson. And I don't know what happened. He moved or whatever happened, but we only had one lesson and he had this big piano now. So I kind of learned how to play stupid little songs, maybe Jingle Bells or something like that. Jingle Bells, Batman Smells kind of thing. And I think maybe the first real song was when I started learning how to play the trumpet in sixth grade. And I don't remember what songs we learned then, but I remember the first song that I learned how to play myself was Chuck Mangione from an 8-track, one of his popular songs. I don't even remember the song. Da 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 da. Whatever song that is.
Okay.
Mangione, the trumpeter. But yeah.
So tell us about your process when you write. How do you do it every day? Tell us a little bit about how it works.
In songwriting or just in general?
Whatever you want to talk about. We could talk about both, either or.
You know, I don't really have per se a process like this protocol. Like I have to do this first, do this second. It's really what inspires me. You know, sometimes, you know, a song will come in my dream and I wake up and I'll write the song down or write the melody down or hum the melody in my phone or something like that. Or sometimes, I'll be driving or walking or jogging, and then it just hits me. And, I'm normally a music guy first. Like whenever I hear songs and I love the song, if you ask me what the lyrics are, I usually don't know the lyrics. I know the musicality of it first. So usually the music is put down first, but sometimes words come to me, a concept comes to me, and I'll write the words down or the lyrics down or the hook down, yeah. Or the feeling down. And so there's really, for me, there's no process. It's just really whatever the inspiration that hits me. And then I just kind of go from there.
Is there someone famous that you'd want to be in a room with, dead or alive?
Jimi Hendrix and David Foster. I would love to meet David Foster, and I would love to just watch him, the producer, composer. I would love to just watch him and watch his whole process. And Jimmy, I would just love to just sit in the corner like a fly on the wall and just watch him play, man, just jam by himself. I would love that.
Yeah, I saw, at one point I was in Seattle and we went to the, Rock Hall of Fame and whatever they have there. And it was really cool to see some of the stuff that he was doing there. But I saw a documentary, man. It was just sick, the stuff he could do. It really was.
Which documentary? I got to check it out.
I think it was on Netflix or Apple TV. I can't remember where. This was like about a year ago, but it just did the chronology and, and it was fascinating to see all the behind the scenes stuff and just how he could play.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. I don't know. I can't really pinpoint it because I'm not like, that kind of data freak, but it just seems like some of the most amazing musicians in the world that were just at the pinnacle. They were only here, it was like borrowed time. They were only here for a short time,
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think he was also at Woodstock, wasn't he? Because I remember I saw something there that he was playing and stuff. And that was pretty cool, too, if I remember correctly. I think he was.
Yeah. I think that's when he hit the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Oh, that was crazy. That rendition was insane.
Yeah, man.
So tell us about this song that we're going to hear. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
Well, heartbreak, kind of inspired it, I never really had gone through heartbreak before, but I know many, 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 many people who have, and man, it really takes them, it just really takes them out, and I just wanted to do a song from the perspective of a dude, where he really just couldn't get over, the pain from heartbreak, and it was kind of like a hopeful thing, as you, most people who are, heartbroken that I know of, they're very hopeful that we'll get back together, but it's like, it's hopeless, really. So it's from that kind of that pain and that, that dark rabbit hole that you go in thinking that you might be able to get that person back. And so that's kind of really the inspiration behind that song.
Very cool. I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to it. Then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Cool, man. I dig it.
All right, awesome. Check this out, everybody. Here we go.
river on the rock.
So I'm having an interesting week. I don't know about you. Anything cool happen to you this week, man?
Man, listen, I don't want to name names. I'm not superstitious, you know, but so I sent this song and it was, so I can give you a little bit of a hint by telling you the genre. So I did this really cool, it's totally not rock. I just had this whole idea because I love deep house music, and I listen to probably 2 or 3 hours of it every day when I'm working out. And you know, I did this house song, and I sent it to someone who I know has a house label, who, you know, I've worked with before early on, like in my career when I was producing records. And I said, hey man, this would be a great record for you to put out on your label. And, you know, I said, what are your thoughts? You know, I'm down with anything. I'll even give you, you know, publishing, whatever you want. And he came back and he said, and this is an icon. I don't want to say the name, but it's an icon in the dance, you know, industry. And he came back and said, this is a great little tune here. You know what my thoughts are? I'd love to put it on my next album. I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
So, yeah. He said, can you just add this and add that to it? And, I said, I'll do it and I'll send it, you know, in the next few days. And, I sent it to him on Wednesday that just passed, a couple of days ago. And, yeah, so I'm really excited. It's this icon in the dance industry, and, they got an album coming out this year, and it's coming out on the album. And to be honest with you, when I wrote it, when I listened to it, it kind of gives me a Black Eyed Peas feel.
Yeah.
That song, Let's Get It Started. Kind of.
Let's get it started. It's a cool song. Yeah. Let's get it started.
It kind of gives me that vibe. I wasn't inspired by that at all, but now that I hear it, I'm like, it has that kind of mass appeal. So if this, and it's an icon, I'm really, that would be great if it comes out and it does well, but you just never know.
That's cool, man. That's a cool week. That's hopefully you keep the momentum going.
Yeah, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell us, what's your favorite song from the 90s? If you could pick one song, we'll put you on the spot here.
You know, could be In the Hole, Alice in Chains. Smells Like Teen Spirit. You know what? No. STP. Sour Girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that might be my favorite. I've probably listened to that song 10 trillion times.
Okay. Do you have a superpower that you're willing to reveal on the show here?
Yeah, I think my superpower is empathy. You know, I'm able to just really tap in on emotions, and it's getting even better now than it ever has been to really tap in on people's emotions and translate it through word, you know, through writing, through my novels and through music. So I think that might be my superpower, empathy.
If you look at your phone, what is the most commonly used app on your phone?
Oh, that's easy. Well, I was going to say Instagram. You know, I have a few Instagram accounts, and I love Instagram. But no. It would be YouTube. I mean, because I'm on YouTube all the time. If I'm not listening to, you know, like Marcus Aubrey and, you know, Stefano, you know, and his, you know, spiritual, philosophical podcasts, I'm listening to music, you know, so it would be YouTube. I'm listening to Jimi Hendrix. I'm listening to STP. I'm listening to the old 90s grunge rock. I'm listening to, you know, a lot of house music, dance music, you know, so yeah, it would be YouTube.
Okay. Where can fans find you, connect with you, your website, your socials, any information you want to share with them?
Yeah, we're in the age of, you know, really easy access, you know. So without sounding egotistical, you just got to Google my name, N-Z-O-N-D-I, and it'll pop up. I mean, there's, you know, pages and pages and pages of, you know, places where you can see me, see my videos. My website is A. Antonio Hall, AntonioHall.com, AntonioHall.com. And you'll find a lot of my novels and books there, but just Google me. And you can also Google my other pseudonym, which is Ace Antonio Hall, and a ton of stuff will pop up. Ace Antonio Hall quotes, you know, people have quoted a lot of stuff in my books. So yeah, I'm there. I'm easily accessible, easy to find under Enzio NDI or Ace Antonio Hall.
Okay. What's the next trip you got planned?
Like trip, like flying somewhere?
Yeah.
New York. I'll be in New York probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I got to take care of a few things, some business stuff over there. So I'll be in New York in April.
Any surprises for the fans this year? Anything coming up you want to share?
Well, I just sent to the record company a new song to be released that features this really cool guitarist named Johnny Human Torch out of New York, called Ella Ama La Tequila, which means she loves the tequila. And it's an instrumental with just him rocking, you know, Jimi Hendrix style, him rocking the guitar on the whole track, with a little bit of chorus coming in saying how much she likes the tequila. So I sent that song to the record company to see if they, you know, they're happy about it. And if they are, then it will come out in probably May. And then a good friend of mine, his name is Crimes, it's like Rhymes with a C, he did a remix on the song that you played, Hate on the Rocks, and put his whole spin to it. And you know, he put a little bit of his his style on it and rhymed on it, and it's phenomenal. And so we'll be releasing that in the spring. So I'm looking forward to that. It's pretty cool. On Hater. So Hater, there'll be a Hate on the Rocks remix coming out, produced by Crimes. And there'll be another song, an instrumental guitar, you know, led song coming out called Ella Ama La Tequila coming out.
Yeah, that's very cool. So I have one last question for you, man. So your manager calls you up and says, you are in charge of picking the eighth wonder of the world. What would you choose if you could choose anything in the world?
The eighth wonder in the world. That's a great question. The eighth wonder in the world to me is a young lady, a guitarist by the name of, and I might butcher her name, Orienthi. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That sounds familiar. I think I've seen her.
O-R-I-A-N-T-H-I.
Who was she in? I think I saw her play guitar on something, or a YouTube clip or something, I think.
Bro, she is freaking She's the eighth wonder. I actually saw her. I was at the Grammys rehearsal a couple of years ago, and I saw her. I think it was Grammys, one of those award shows. And I saw her playing, and I didn't know who she was. And I just thought she was phenomenal. And then she sat a couple of seats next to me during the rehearsal, and I was just checking her out. Like, she love for her to play on one of my records. You know, yeah. I would love her on one of my records. You know,
well, reach out to her, man. You're going to name her as the eighth wonder of the world now. So you got this, send her this MP3, and she'll be flattered. I would be flattered. I mean,
yeah, she's the eighth wonder, man. She's the next thing.
That's awesome, dude. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, man. It was great, and I'd love to have you on again anytime.
Hey, man, Senatos, is it, did I butcher it? Is that correct?
No, it's fine, man. I love the flavor you gave it. That's cool.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. This is cool, man. I appreciate it. Let's get it out there.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you to all the fans for spending a little bit of your precious time with the two of us tonight. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Are you ready to get down? It's party time. Are you ready to get down? It's party time. Sun, come down, no regrets. There's a party brewing, I hear a song I can't forget. It gets me jumping, hope this party never stops. Don't play another tune. Song's freaking hot. Let's dance. Let's get grooving. Let's get moving. Let's get bouncing. Let's get down. Let's get toasty. The room crowd rocking hard, sung pulses to the moon, texting, twerking, wrestling, limber, playing kinky all around. Let's get grooving, let's get moving, let's get bouncing, let's get down, let's get toasty.
Play again.
for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.